Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly, October 2010. It was, as usual, a pig of a passage out to Ireland. Those who have followed my driftings and drivelings on this page over the years will know that our sacred and most oft-repeated voyage is not Biscay or the North Sea or the drowned Scottish glens, but a great 170-mile diagonal across sea area fastnet, from Penzance or Falmouth to the southwest of Ireland. Those who do not know this cruising ground tend to make the fatal mistake of aiming for Cork or Kinsale and never getting to the real west, or having so much as a sniff at the mizzen and the bays beyond. We, however, have learnt by bitter experience that if you don't bite the bullet and set a waypoint on Cape Clear Island or Fastnet itself, you are unlikely to get anywhere really wild and wonderful within your fortnight. So off we went to give the new boat an outing and a testing, and as so often before, it was bang on the nose all the way. Northwesterly, fresh, with big stopping seas, rain and spray, 3 hours on, three off, aiming alternately at Mexico and Wales for 2 long days and nights. Filthy, really. But in the small hours of night too, a great revelation came unto me as I kicked off the second boot to fall senseless into the hot bunk and shudder beneath the musty old passage bag we keep for such insanitary dozings. In harbour it's duvets with grown-ups now. I communicated this great insight to Paul as he lurched crossly towards the cockpit with one leg trapped in his oilies and his harness straps snagging on every available obstruction as we heeled and crashed in yet another rubbish direction. "You know," I said wisely, "the great thing is we're no more tired, cross and pissed off than we were at 26. And it's absolutely true. Coming off watch, we make the same judgments about whether we will be hauled up early to reef and therefore how many clothes it is safe to take off, 4-6 and over, oily trousers and boots on, at lower forces or broad reaching. There are various nicely calculated levels of disrobing right down to the luxury of mere underwear and a chance to clean your teeth. Going on watch, we grab the same prudent pocketful of ginger biscuits in case the self-steering gives up, and inquire of the dear spouse as to where the bloody hell the bloody torch is. A few things have changed. Close hauled on the Contessa 26, we used to heave to for 10 minutes at every change of watch in order to make tea and wriggle into oilskins, whereas today we are 20 feet more stable and we carry on crashing forward during the robing ceremony. In the old days, we risked cheap Sony Walkmans for company in the cockpit. Today, it's an iPod tucked down the bra, enabling me to play air guitar at the helm at 3 a.m. and mime to status quo. And oh, the blessing, instead of struggling with a teeny RDF set, peering through the murk for headlands and hoping to God we haven't overshot Ireland, we have the sacred plotter. But the process is basically just the same as it was under the Callaghan government. Several days hard on the wind in big empty seas are no more fun than they were then, and no less. Clearly, this is the huge advantage of never having been particularly athletic or offensively youthful. There must be 60-year-olds out there, mainly army officers, I imagine, who, when their knees creak and their tempers fray, have to say heartily to themselves, "Ah, when we were young, we loved a good long thrash to windward, fighting down the canvas on the foredeck, green waves up to our waist, shouting into the gale in the glory of our youth." If we were to say that, it'd be a flat lie. We were plodding, determined, frightened, cautious, dogged 20-somethings in a little boat, who quite often wished we hadn't come. Now we're plodding, determined, frightened, cautious, dogged old beggars in a rather larger boat, who go through almost exactly the same grumps and doubts and swear the same oaths when we hang and bang our knees and get cold water down the neck. And of course the same glee rises when the wind frees and you can point at Fastnet, or when the green glories of the Western Islands rise out of the sudden blue and the dolphins lead you through the Gascoigne towards old friends and old pubs. Only our hair is greyer, nothing else.